Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into the show. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, Mitch Holtz's voice of the Kansas City Chiefs are going to join us in studio. The top text, and Rob, take this phone call. We'll take his phone call here. We do got a little bit of time to take phone calls here. We probably won't for like another 45 minutes or so. We got a little time right now. 913-586-7965. Someone on the text line said, Chris Jones single-handedly took the game over yesterday, and then Andy stabbed him in the back. I wouldn't fault him if he wanted out after the season. All right, well, just calm down a little bit. I understand everybody's a little hot. Chris Jones ain't going nowhere. Like, let's just go ahead and get that out of the way. Chris Jones is not going anywhere. Now, if you're somebody that's screaming, well, they should trade Chris Jones, because there are certainly people like that on the text line. Chris Jones is not going anywhere. Chris Jones' cap hit for next season is $44.8 million. His dead cap for next year is $64.2 million. Chris Jones will be on the team next season. Chris Jones should be on the team next season. So let's just go ahead and get that part out of the way. I also think that Chris Jones yesterday kind of embodied who I think the Chiefs are. I thought Chris Jones showed great potential yesterday. I thought he had a stretch there that he was phenomenal. I also think on one of the most important plays of the game, he was just a little slow and a little late. And what I would, to how I would describe the Chiefs in 2025 is a little slow, a little late. Chris Jones had C.J. Stroud in his grasp. He's just didn't get there. C.J. Stroud makes the play. C.J. Stroud actually played really, really well yesterday. I don't care what the numbers say. I was watching the game yesterday. C.J. Stroud played really well when they needed him to and made some big plays on third down to extend drives and move the chains, and they won that game because their quarterback made big plays, and the Chiefs quarterback didn't make those plays. I really thought that yesterday it was the Chiefs. Chris Jones gets great pass rush. Hey, you got a chance to get off the field on third down. Just a little slow and a little late, a half step slow. And that half step slow that the Chiefs have been basically from the beginning of the season, that half step that they've been is the perfect description of what I think this season has been. I think in some ways, honestly, we've always known. I really believe that. I think we've always known. And I get it if maybe we didn't want to see that at the beginning of the season. But man, a lot of the reasons why they lost to Houston last night, that's exactly how they lost to the Chargers in the first week of the season. How the Chiefs lost last night against Houston, they lost like that to the Eagles in the second week of the season. The Chiefs have not grown at all this season. Usually by this part in the season, You notice to see a tone shift with Kansas City, an attitude shift. They start really figuring some things out, really kind of whipping up into shape, really getting things into gear, and the Chiefs are go, go, go the rest of the way. That's why I'm just not willing to entertain this playoff conversation. I don't know how many times we got to keep kicking the can down the field. They're 6-7. Now they're going to win 4 in a row? Like, you might flicker the light switch on, man, the power is off. The power is off. You haven't paid the bill. That's where I am with this team. I'm not here to beat you guys down for a second week of I told you so. I mean, I picked Houston to win this game, and almost exactly what I thought was going to happen happened. Everything that has caused the Chiefs and got them into this situation popped up yesterday. Penalties, turnovers, drops, mistakes, missed field goals. All of those things popped up yesterday. So we can blame the officials on this one call and that wasn't a hold. No, the Chiefs did that to themselves yesterday. Poor coaching. Those things did the Chiefs in. They've done the Chiefs in for 3 months now. It has done the Chiefs in. So they're losing one of the two games to Denver or the Chargers. I don't know which one. They are not winning both of those games. I don't believe it. I don't care where those games are. They'll beat the Titans, sure. They'll beat the Raiders, I mean, probably. I mean, I'm not even saying that to be negative. I don't know who's playing the Raiders game. Like, I can very easily see the Chiefs are eliminated from playoff contention, and they're just, it doesn't matter at this point. Hey, Mahomes isn't playing, Kelsey's not playing, Jones isn't playing. We're going to sit our guys, and we're going to give our young guys an opportunity. Like, they are in risk of Week 18 not meaning anything for them and not in a we're trying to rest everybody in a no, our offseason has already started capacity. Let's go to the phone lines here. We got Mitch Holtz is coming up in about 5 minutes or so. Michael in Chicago called into the show. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
Michael, T-Dot, thanks so much for taking the call. You're like a member of the family here. My kids get in the car with me and they say, are we listening to C-Dot? So just wanted to say, being an expatriate a long ways from home, I grew up in Iowa, but being out of the kingdom, thanks for the show.
No problem, man. I appreciate it. Tell your kids happy holidays.
Will do. We could talk about this loss being like, I'm watching Andy Reid thinking, for the first time in 25 years, this is a game Marty Schottenheimer knew how to win, more than Andy Reid knew how to win. We could talk about Brett Veach and missing some picks and not solving the offensive line problems for, you know, 4 off seasons, and we could talk about our quarterback regressing in the pocket passing the last 2 years. I mean, did you feel comfortable when he got back in the pocket that he was going to complete a pass yesterday? And that's, I mean, that hurts to say because we, you know, Pat Mahomes is everything for us. We love Pat. But all of that, and we could talk about all that, but the guy I'm worried about the most today is you, C-Dot, because yesterday we saw the end of the Trent McDuffie fan club that came to a crashing halt the last couple weeks, and you guys are the president of that. So how are you guys holding up over there watching him get burned again and understanding we can't deal with a 5'9" outside corner, pay him 4 years, $150 million or whatever he would get as a top 5 corner? How are you guys holding up with that all coming down?
Michael, I appreciate the question, man. Happy holidays to you and yours, man. I'm not doing that with Trent McDuffie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.